Welcome to the deep dive. Okay, so right now, May 21st, 2025, the crypto market. It feels like it's just teetering,
Yeah,
right at the edge.
it really does. A lot happening all at once.
Exactly. Bitcoin is so close to its all-time high again. Then you've got all this chatter getting louder about maybe an altcoin season finally starting and Ripple's making moves kind of quietly. Plus, crypto and U.S. politics seem more tangled than ever.
Yeah, that's becoming a major theme.
So we've dug through a bunch of reports on all this, trying to pull out the important bits. Our mission today really is just to make sense of all this fast-moving stuff and figure out what it might actually mean for you.
Exactly. It feels like a convergence point, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Understanding these different threads could be pretty key for, well, for figuring out what might come next.
Okay, let's dive straight in then. Bitcoin. It's been on a serious run.
Oh, definitely.
One article we saw, Bitcoin approaches H amidst market rally in May 2025, mentioned a 43.75% rally. That's
Yeah.
huge.
It is significant. And the article talks about bullish market dynamics, but what is that exactly? Is it more institutional money coming back in? Maybe because things feel a bit more mature, more regulated options, perhaps?
Or maybe wider economic stuff.
Could be. Or broader macro factors influencing how investors feel, yeah. The big question is, does this rally have legs? Is the support there to keep it going?
That's what everyone's asking, isn't it? Is this the real climb to new heights, or are we just hitting another peak before maybe a drop? Feels like a tense moment.
It really does. And right behind Bitcoin, the altcoin market is, well, it's definitely waking up.
Yeah, another piece. Bitcoin nears all-time high as altcoins skyrocket. Is alt season finally here?
Skyrocket, that's a strong word.
It is, really paints a picture.
So for anyone maybe newer to this space, what is alt season and why is it such a big deal when Bitcoin itself is doing so well?
Right, so alt season basically means a time when alternative cryptocurrencies, everything besides Bitcoin, start seeing really big price gains. Often they even outperform Bitcoin during these periods. Historically, it often follows a strong Bitcoin run. The theory is, kind of, Bitcoin leads the charge, maybe hits a plateau in terms of its dominance, and then investors look to move some profits into other projects they think have more immediate growth potential.
Right, spreading the risk or chasing bigger games.
Exactly. And seeing lots of alts surge while Bitcoin is right near its peak, that definitely fits the classic pattern.
So it's like Bitcoin kicks the door open and then everything else rushes through. What might be driving this specific altcoin excitement now? Any particular areas doing well?
Well, it could be a few things. Just general risk appetite increasing after Bitcoin's gains. That's probably part of it.
Sure, confidence boost.
Yeah. Plus, maybe renewed interest in certain narratives, like decentralized finance is always evolving. Or maybe layer two solutions, the tech trying to make blockchains faster and cheaper. That could be pulling people in.
Makes sense. Tech improvements often drive interest. And, we have another article that mentions some pretty memorable names like Comedian and Fartcoin. So there's always that speculative side too, especially with meme coins.
Okay, those names certainly stand out. A good reminder, it's a diverse market sometimes, very diverse.
Definitely quirky sometimes.
Now let's shift focus a bit. Ripple, or XRP. Our sources talk about its quiet rise. One article title even asks, Ripple's quiet rise, should Bitcoin maxes sweat XRP's growing influence?
Oh, provocative.
Yeah. That phrase, Bitcoin maxes, for those who don't know, refers to people who really believe Bitcoin is the main, maybe the only, truly valuable crypto. So that question is kind of a challenge, isn't it?
It really is. It brings up the whole competitive landscape. Is influence shifting? The article suggests that while Bitcoin gets the headlines, Ripple's been making steady progress. So are we seeing power diversifying in crypto? And if yes, what's helping Ripple?
What could be behind it? They've had their legal battles for sure, but seem to be pushing forward regardless.
That's a key point. Despite all the legal drama, Ripple has kept its focus, hasn't it, on that core tech for cross-border payments.
Right, their main thing.
They keep signing partnerships with banks, financial institutions, developing their on-demand liquidity service.
Right.
Maybe that's just gaining real traction now, which gives them more influence in finance and, well, crypto too. It's a very different path from Bitcoin just being a store of value.
Interesting. Different strategies playing out simultaneously. And speaking of the bigger picture stuff, the sources also highlight this growing political entanglement of crypto in the U.S.
Yeah.
That feels significant. Long-term implications there.
Absolutely significant. The article points out how crypto is popping up more and more in U.S. politics, even in campaign funding.
Yeah.
It gives a specific example. Tron founder Justin Sun Investing, $18.6 million. That's a big number. And it really shows the kind of financial weight and lobbying power the industry is starting to wield.
Well, $18.6 million.
Mm-hmm.
What are the wider implications then when crypto gets this involved politically in the U.S.? Seems like it could go a few ways.
It really could. I mean, on one side, more political engagement might lead to clearer regulations, maybe even favorable ones for the industry. Could help with mainstream acceptance, integration into the regular financial system.
The optimistic view.
Right. But then the other side is, well, questions about influence peddling, lobbying, political agendas, shaping the industry in ways that maybe don't benefit everyday users, or the whole idea of decentralization.
Yeah, a double-edged sword.
Definitely. It's a complex space to watch. And just to be clear, we're just reporting on this trend mentioned in the sources, not taking any political stance ourselves.
Right. Just laying out what the reports are saying.
Yeah.
Okay. And quickly, some other bits from May 21st. Looks like it's Bitcoin Pizza Day.
Yes. The famous pizzas.
And BitGet apparently celebrated big time, over 5,000 pizzas given away in 20 cities. That's quite a pizza party.
It is. And, you know, those kinds of community things, they do help raise awareness, maybe educate people about crypto beyond just the price charts.
True. We also saw a note about Mutinum Finance, METM, a prediction it might hit double digits by 2026 based on its pre-sale momentum.
Pre-sales always carry momentum and risk.
Exactly. And another article listed its 9 best cryptos to hold for long term, including those unconventional names we mentioned, plus a pre-sale with a high APY.
High APY often equals high risk. It's crucial to remember that, especially with pre-sales. That side of the market is very speculative.
Definitely worth repeating. And finally, an AI co-pilot apparently picked UNIL, PPE, and ENA as potential big movers this month.
Ah, the AI predictions. Shows how much data analytics and AI are being used now to try and guess market moves. But, you know, treat any prediction, AI or human, with a healthy dose of skepticism.
Always good advice. Okay, so let's try and wrap this up. What are the main takeaways from this deep dive today, May 21st, 2025? Feels like a lot is bubbling up.
The big picture. It's just incredibly dynamic right now. You've got Bitcoin really pushing its limits again. The altcoin market is buzzing with activity. Ripple is carving out its niche in financial plumbing, building influence.
Right.
And then there's this huge overlay of U.S. politics getting more involved, which could really shape the rules of the game moving forward. Regulation, adoption, it's all interconnected.
Right. So many different facets, lots of forces pushing and pulling. Okay, so final thought for you, listening. Considering all this Bitcoin surge, the altcoin buzz, Ripple's quiet moves, the U.S. political angle, what emerging trends or maybe even specific projects are catching your eye, what warrants a closer look in this constantly changing crypto world? Definitely some food for thought there.